The Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfume and wiped his feet with her hair. Her brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent a message to Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Accordingly, though Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, after having heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was. And then after this, he said to the disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Judeans were just now trying to stone you, and are you going there again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours of daylight? Those who walk during the day do not stumble because they see the light of this world. But those who walk at night stumble because the light is not in them." After saying this, he told them, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I am going there to awaken him." The disciples said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will be all right." Jesus, however, had been speaking about his death, but they thought that he was referring merely to sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, "Lazarus is dead. For your sake, I am glad I was not there so that you may believe. But let us go to him." Thomas, who was called the twin, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go that we may die with Jesus."
When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, just some 2 miles away, and many of the Judeans had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But even now, I know that God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world."
When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Judeans who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Judeans who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus began to weep. So the Judeans said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?"
Then Jesus, again greatly disturbed, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, there is already a stench because he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, didn't I tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus looked upwards and said, Father, I thank you for having heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I have said this for the sake of the crowd standing here, so that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said this, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. And the dead man came out, his hands and feet bound with strips of cloth and his face wrapped in a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Many of the Judeans, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what Jesus did, believed in him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Mary and Martha and Lazarus were loved by Jesus. Jesus had stayed at their house. He had shared their table. Mary had sat at Jesus' feet in awe and wonder, just soaking up everything he had to say. Martha had busied herself preparing the food and the preparations for Jesus and all of his disciples, making sure to host him in the best way that she knew how. And Lazarus, Jesus loved. Maybe it's for all of those things that the pain of this moment hits so deeply for Mary and for Martha. Jesus loved them. And yet, when they sent a message to Jesus saying, Lord, our brother, whom you love, is ill. We need you. Jesus just sat on his hands. And he didn't come right away. He came in time. But by that time, Lazarus had been dead for how many days? Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. And back when Lazarus was alive, they sent this message to Jesus, and now Jesus shows up. Now this person who they had loved, who they had had a relationship, finally shows up. And they come to him, and they hurt. Because Mary and Martha have been let down. They have had to go through the pain of watching their brother breathe his last breath without the one that he loved at his side. They have had to go through the pain of wrapping him in burial cloths and holding a funeral and laying him in a tomb. They have had to go through the pain of grief, and Jesus wasn't there. Sometimes the people we love aren't there when we need them to be. I want to offer a time for some conversation this morning. And as we engage in these conversations, in this particular conversation today, to hold one another in the tenderness of that pain that can come when you're let down. Because how many of you have ever been let down by somebody? It's a pretty universal experience. I want to invite you to share that experience with those around you. Maybe someone that you came with today, maybe someone that just happens to be in the pew next to you or behind you. I want to give you a few minutes here to just share about that time when somebody in your life let you down. We're going to give you 4 minutes, one for each day.
Hi, everybody. Sorry to interrupt the conversation, but I'm just going to add to it and offer another question for us to consider, another thing to wonder about. As we know, Jesus, as friend to Mary and Martha, let them down by not being there when they needed him. But Jesus is not simply their friend. Oftentimes we may find ourselves we have been let down by another person, but then there are also times where we may have felt let down by our God. Now I know this can be a more challenging question, but I invite you to experience the love of one another as fellow Christians and members of this community and support as you answer that question for one another. When is there a time where God has let you down? And to follow up on that, what happened next? We'll take another 4 minutes to have that conversation.
Dear people, there are some great stories being shared. I want to encourage you again, if you didn't get to the end of that story that someone was sharing with you, make an arrangement with them to hear it. Follow up. The stories of our pain are tender and make us a little nervous to share sometimes. When Mary and Martha came to Jesus, they were coming before the one that they also knew as Messiah, as Son of God. They were coming yet with hope. Martha showed up and said, "Jesus, I trust that I will see Lazarus again as he will be raised in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said, "Just hold on." Through that pain of encountering Mary and those who were weeping with her, Jesus continued to the tomb. And he called for that stone to be rolled away. Martha, who was there, who said, "I believe in you, I trust that you are the Son of God," said, "Jesus, whoa, I don't know about this." But Jesus wanted to do something. He wanted to take the pain that they were experiencing, the challenge that they were experiencing, and use it as an opportunity for the glory of God. God doesn't make the bad things in our life happen, but God can show up in those times to restore us and to surprise us in wonderful ways. I want you to turn to those people that you were speaking with, look into their eyes, and I want you to tell them these words. And I'm going to have you just kind of repeat after me, but I want you to do this because you're going to give this message to them, all right? And I want you to hear this message for yourself as well. So look into those Look into the face of that person that you had been sharing these stories with and say these words: "Jesus is here. Jesus sees you. Jesus sees your pain. Jesus feels your pain. Jesus can take your disappointment. And he can transform it into something wonderful, surprising, and liberating. Jesus loves you. Jesus is here to set you free." Amen.
To you I cry, Lord.
want to invite you to please stand as you are able or comfortable as we confess together our faith in a new way using the words of this Lenten Creed found in your bulletin or on the screen. We believe that our lives are held within the encircling love of God, who knows our names and recognizes our deepest needs. We believe that Christ is the divine child of the living God, and that his grace is like living waters that can never be exhausted. We believe in the birthing, renewing, enabling Spirit of God, who yearns over our welfare as a mother yearns for her child. We believe that God is in the arid desert as well as in green pastures, and that hard times and disciplines are also loving gifts. We believe that our journey has a purpose and a destination, and that our path leads to a human glory we cannot yet imagine. We believe that in the church we are fellow pilgrims on the road, and that we are called to love one another as God loves us. This is our faith, and we are humbled to profess in Jesus the Christ. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you. Please share a sign of God's peace with one another.
Let us turn now to a time of prayer. And as we enter into this time, I invite you to bring your prayer concerns and post them on the boards. Maybe a concern that you might bring might be about something that you shared during that time of reflection this morning. Maybe a deep question that you have, how is God going to show up in my life in this way that I felt let down? You might post that over here. But I encourage you, too, to read the hopes, the beliefs, the answered prayers this morning, too. For some and many, I've seen on our answered prayers, I've also seen start out as prayer concerns first. And so it has been a wonderful journey to share these prayers with one another. As we pray together, we're going to sing, and I invite you to sing as we kind of move about and enter into this time.
Thank you.
Amen.